This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. In Colorado Springs, a final hearing for the controversial Project Taurus data center has been scheduled. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has the latest.
City Council will make a decision on the future of the city's first artificial intelligence data center on September 17th. Residents appealed the project twice, citing concerns over noise levels and energy usage. Representatives from Raiden, the company behind the project, and the appellants will be allotted time to present to council. Limited time is available for public comment on a first-come, first-served basis. Advanced sign-ups are accepted through email or by phone. The hearing will be held at 9 a.m. at the Pikes Peak Center for Performing Arts. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
And in Denver, a new park is named after a legendary indigenous activist who made her name in the aftermath of Colorado's deadliest day. Denverite's Paula Shalsida reports.
Amiche Prowers came to prominence after her family was killed in the Sand Creek Massacre. She spoke out in Congress against the violence and became known as a skilled diplomat between tribes and American settlers. She was inducted into the Colorado Women's Hall of Fame in 2018. The new park named after her mostly serves a new development in Green Valley Ranch in northeast Denver, a fast-growing neighborhood in Colorado's capital city. I'm Paolo Shasta, Denverite.
Bears are getting more active across the state. That includes in the White River National Forest, spanning much of western Colorado. The Forest Service says black bears have been seen in most of the developed campgrounds, with a lot of activity near Boreas Pass and around Aspen. Now, campers there must store their food and trash in provided metal bear-proof lockers. If you're backpacking, most dispersed camping sites require portable bear-resistant containers. Meanwhile, in Boulder, starting tomorrow, some trails are requiring dogs to be on leash because of bear activity. This is CPR News.